survived at this particular site. And one of the things that they found that was, this is the real headline grabber. These are the stars of the Bloomberg dig. It was a cache of 400 tablets. I mentioned at the beginning of the tour that the Romans were the absolute top level in terms of their bureaucracy. Documents being written in triplicate, contracts, agreements, letters for the first time, you know, the written word in this country for the first time. The Bloomberg tablets, this collection, they were wax tablets. So you would have had a wooden frame with a wax layer spread over the top of the frame with a very sharp, either wooden or metal, known as a stylus, glorified pencil today, pen or a pencil, this stylus, very sharp point. You'd have written your message in the wax. And if the stylus was sharp enough, your message would have scratched into the wood that lay beneath it within that frame. And some of these tablets that they discovered have reconfirmed, or even in some cases, redated some of the earliest evidence, written evidence that we had thus far to date and make reference to Roman Londinium. So the tablets really have been absolutely groundbreaking. And what you're looking at on your screens, this one here, that is the earliest reference to Londinio. It's an address, essentially. This is the address on a tablet in London to Mognosius, whoever Mognosius was. So Londinio Mogontio, literally an address. And this was carbon dated using dendrochronology. There's usually a sort of 10-ish year window, but I'm going to give you the earliest possible that it could have been. So if we're going with the earliest carbon dating, then this tablet dates to around about 65 AD, making it the earliest address, the earliest written reference to Londinium, that word, the name of the Roman settlement, Londinium. So 25-ish years after the settlement was founded in 43 AD. This one is fun. This, I'm not going to do all 400. You'll be relieved to hear. I'm just going to do three. So this is the second one, and this is a letter, a very disgruntled letter. They are boasting through the whole market that you have lent them money. Therefore, I ask in your own interest not to appear too shabby. You will not thus favour your own affairs. I can imagine my grandma writing me a letter like that when I was a little bit younger. You know, you look a mess, smarten yourself up or nobody will take you seriously. This letter, I mean, it's intensely personal. Nothing important in the way of information or famous people or names. But this, when it was dated, they carbon dated this one to the earliest possible date it could have been was 43 AD. Which means that potentially this letter was written within a matter of months, a small number of years, if you go into that sort of, you know, 10-year window of the Roman settlement being founded. And that makes this the earliest so far written written anything ever anywhere in this country. It predates the Vindolanda tablets in the British Museum. This is the earliest piece of writing from Roman Britain that we have found thus far. So that one's super, super important. Whoever that was written about, God bless them. That makes them the most important item in this collection. This one, not nearly as personal. This is a contract. This is essentially saying that Tibullus owes Gratus 105 quid. 105 denarii for merchandise. The reason this one is important, this is the giveaway. Because it's a business document, it is dated, intrinsically dated. It has the 8th of January AD 57 written on that tablet. So this one, we don't need to carbon date it technically because we've got the date written on it. That is the earliest intrinsically dated document to be found thus far in this country. So, I mean, that's just the top three. Can you imagine 400 significant pieces of Roman writing, an absolute goldmine? The Museum of London are opening a new site in 2024. being constructed. Planning permission was given at the end of last year. They're going to start construction. I think they've started already. The Bloomberg tablets, the Bloomberg tablets, because former mayor of New York City, Bloomberg, paid for most of this dig to take place. He certainly supported them with as much time as they needed and with the money that they needed. And so they are the Bloomberg tablets as a result, and they will no doubt take absolute pride of place in the new Roman galleries in the new Museum of London from 2024 onwards. So hugely exciting. My last, almost last Roman item for you all. This one's my favourite. And I include this one again because this one is personal. This one is so much fun. You're looking at one of those stylus writing implements that I mentioned. Stylus, a pen, a Roman pen. And this one has been personalised with a message. And the message is inscribed all the way around on four sides of this stylus. And what it says is, forgive my honky translation, "I have come from the city. I bring you a welcome gift with a sharp point that you may remember me. I ask, if fortune allow, that I might be able to give as generously as the way is long and as my purse is empty." Now, we joked earlier about, you know, what did the Romans ever do for us and all of the things that the Romans were the first to bring to this country. Turns out they were also the first to do a hard line in slightly tacky souvenirs, because if you haven't figured out that message, essentially the translation of that is, I went to London and all I could afford to get you was this lousy pen. How amazing is that? So every time you don a Kiss Me Quick hat or an I went to Rome, Greece, insert city here, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt, the Romans were doing it. The Romans got there first 2000 years ago with that just absolutely comedic little message. I love the idea of, you know, was it purchased and then inscribed, or was it purchased with the message written on it? How did they lose it? If it was bought in London, did they lose it crossing the Walbrook Stream? Is it something that they'd got out to admire and then dropped into the water? The stories are so evocative, so wonderful. So I do hope you like that one.